A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
Let's lock in.
This is Unrivaled.
Yes! Yes!
The teams you live for. The sports you love.
We're not going anywhere. We ride here.
With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's another edition of Unrivaled right here, 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. Alex Keery, former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell in front of me. We got a lot to get through today. Jazz take the L last night, but Scott took a lot of heart in last night's game. We'll talk to Coach Tim Lacombe coming up in, during the show. That's all you need to know. So we've got all sorts of stuff going on today. We have stuff to jump into from all sides here. The news dropping down in the world of the NFL is that Sean Payton is no longer going to be the coach of the New Orleans Saints. He says he's stepping away from coaching. Not sure if that's going to be the case. But
those guys can never step away.
I'll step away, sure, until you get a better offer. But we're going to start things off, though, talking a little bit about the Pac-12 and whether or not BYU and the Pac-12 are going to have a simpatico relationship going forward. Scheduling each other after BYU goes into the Big 12. It's where we're going to start the show. It's The Cut right here on the program. Let's get to it.
The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled, top sports story of the hour. Here's what made The Cut.
Ain't nothing like it.
Cut brought to you by Sound Sleep Medical. If you snore at night, you're currently using a CPAP machine to treat sleep apnea. Sound Sleep Medical can improve your life. Visit SoundSleepMedical.com.
Simpatico?
Yeah. It means they jive.
It's a big word, Alex.
Well, it's...
It's right out of the gate.
It means they get along. Yeah.
Will the Pac-12 and BYU get along? Who wants to get along with a team that beats all the teams in your conference? I mean, that doesn't seem simpatico. Adversarial.
Oh! Bust that one out. I heard Hans and Scotty today having this discussion about how Scotty's now into Wordle? Come on,
Wordle.
Man. Come on, man. We had just a few of us hanging on in the world who weren't playing Wordle anymore.
Don't know what that is.
Scott, I'm not going to introduce it to you because you're going to do it.
No, I'm not.
That's the thing is, Scott is one of those guys that will be on his phone and going, I got it in four tries. Like during the middle of the show. You've had your games, your mobile games that you've loved.
I don't play games.
You're like, I erased Gemstone Magic from my phone again.
Never heard of that. I'm doing research ever look on
if
my
the
phone.
The phone's over there? Okay, yeah. That's good. Yeah. Well, we're using big words already today. Scott busted out adversarial. I busted out simpatico. Although simpatico is not really a big word. It's just a... It's multilingual, all right? BYU is entering the Big 12, of course, in 2023. And we were looking at BYU's schedule with the Pac-12 teams that are on future games to be played. Utah, of course, has a handful of those with BYU going forward. The question is always going to be, I think, if this game is going to be consistent and played. 2024, they take another break in 25, then they go 26. They're kind of doing every other year thing. They're going 24 through 30,
for 29.
29's getting skipped.
Yeah.
So that's good because you need that one on the calendar. That's one that BYU is going to be looking at. And I think keeping USC on the calendar is something that you would want to do. The thing is I don't know what going forward the college football playoff expansion, it will have a definite impact as to what BYU would do in those years going forward.
Do you understand what's happening here?
Tell me what's
Do you have any idea what's happening here?
I feel like you're going to tell me.
When I saw this, it was the first thing I thought of. Like, immediately, I'm just like, oh, my goodness.
What?
BYU is actually going to big time
yes.
the Pac-12. That's all this is about.
It's when like, you start going, I don't know if I want to play we'll the Pac-12
decide,
anymore.
Right. We'll decide whether we want to play you or not.
I love it. Listen,
this is insider baseball right here.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to say it now because it's long since happened. I heard there were discussions, and this isn't hearsay. I heard this. There was a strategy to basically make BYU irrelevant at the University of Utah. Okay, and it was and
are there memos? Can we find some? Can we dig up some?
I will just say
are there some emails back when, in Scott when, Mitchell's history
when Utah went to the Pac-12, BYU was whatever feeling that it was well. I wanted to say left out.
No, they were.
But right, they were left out. But they thought that independence was a better option.
Well, that's what you
they
say.
They spun a good face on it.
Right,
that's what
you say when you're not invited when to the prom. You go, I'm having the prom at my house.
So at that time, the whole discussion at the University of Utah is, how do we make BYU route? Like we have an opportunity to squish them.
That is
like,
terrible.
Just squish them. And so the discussion is, well, let's not even schedule them. Let's just like, it's just another school.
Which we've
already
seen.
Right. It's how do they do it? And I woke up today, saw this, and I just said, BYU, how the tables turn. And I look, I'm a Utah guy here, but it just feels like BYU now has that kind of the shoes on the other foot, and maybe we won't play you. Now does it impact Utah, and does it impact the Pac-12? It absolutely does. Like this isn't just oh, it doesn't really matter. You know, they're another Power 5 school. But when you're trying to schedule non-conference games, like this is a problem for the Pac-12 because BYU's close. So it's a quality opponent.
It's a P5 opponent now.
And so where are you going to find other non-conference games? I mean, it's going to be a bit of a challenge. I'll tell you what might happen from this. You want to know what might happen in my mind?
Let me hear it.
Utah State may become an option for Utah to play now that BYU is going to the Big 12.
Well, BYU's not going to big-time Utah, I don't think, ever. And I don't think they should. That's not Kalani Sitake. No. I mean, there are fans
Alex,
that
look,
wish. There
oh
are fans that wish
goodness.
That they could do
oh
that.
Oh, my God. Come
Bronco
on.
Bronco Mendenhall's not running
I
this
know
program
all those
anymore.
Folks down in Provo hate Utah. Okay,
but to try to beat them. Is
do
what
not
we're
tell me Kalani Sitake.
It's not
no.
about hating them. They want to play them, though. Are you kidding?
No, they don't.
Of course,
play
they
them.
Want to play Utah.
Look, if they had a chance, no.
Are you? What's going on right now?
If BYU had a chance to go, we're going to big time Utah. They'd do it in 2 seconds. If they thought there was an, I don't want to hear how everybody gets along and everyone plays nice. Kyle Whittingham, by the way. Would want to get BYU. Okay,
get him on the schedule, you mean?
No. Like, if he didn't have to play them, if he does not like that game. Hates it.
I know, because he and Bronco were kind of the same thing, where they were like, I don't like this game.
No.
They're not a rival of ours. But Kalani's not that way. And BYU fans want that game on the schedule. Absolutely.
Kalani's not that way.
What are you saying?
Oh, my goodness.
Of course what I'm she saying, wants to what, play this game.
Well, what I'm saying is what I've been saying for the last 5 minutes.
Get him on
BYU,
the horn.
If they have a chance to like,
spurn Utah?
Yes.
Just for the sake of
Think
saying
Think about this. When, okay. you, when you get an opportunity, my mom used to tell me, everyone's going to get theirs. It all comes back in the end. Everyone's going to get theirs at the end of the day. And it just might be BYU's turn to get theirs.
BYU fan loves that idea.
All I'm saying.
BYU fan loves that idea. I will say, the BYU fan loves the idea of going, we don't actually need you that much, and actually maybe mean it.
In their best USC voice, by the way.
Oh, darling, I don't think I want to go up to Salt Lake City this year. I'd rather play in Los Angeles. Yeah.
Could you imagine BYU saying, you know, our new rival is now USC? That's what they're going to say.
They're on the schedule a little bit.
They're
no.
Gonna, they're, that's what they, they're no, no, going to no. yes.
That's what Utah tries to do.
That's what I'm trying
to do. BYU's going to go, our new rival, and then they'll look around and go, Oklahoma State. They're looking for a girl to dance with.
Kansas State.
You have a minute? Hey, will you pretend to be my girlfriend for a minute? I'm trying to make Utah jealous over here.
Iowa State, would you be interested?
Kansas in basketball? We can't schedule you, Utah. Yeah. We got a date with Kansas.
Yeah.
In Lawrence. Sorry, Rock Talk, maybe, Rock Talk Jayhawk,
maybe
KU.
Maybe it's Baylor. Maybe that's
not a bad option, certainly right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, in the end though, if you were to go back, knowing where we are now, and I know this is all hypothetical stuff, but this is fun to me, because you brought this up when we were talking about this earlier. Would BYU have been a better option for the Pac-12?
Yeah.
Are you saying yes?
No, I'm
you're saying marinating that was my question.
The question here.
So
I'm like, oh yeah, that's
so
it.
Now we can look and say, what's the verdict? I guess, but I mean, Colorado has been, hey, they played in the Pac-12 championship. They were South Division champs at one point
early on.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's you can look back and say, would BYU have ever been a better option for the Pac-12? Because I truly think that – I think the Pac-12 is being 100% honest saying that they would never even invite BYU. BYU's too much of a hassle for a conference like the Pac-12.
Why is it a hassle?
Because it's a private religious institution.
So?
Listen, though. And they do the whole, well, it's not a research institution. It would be an amazing pick to have in your conference, and you can make it work, except for – the Pac-12 is basically Big Brain Utah, which is like we want to act like we don't need BYU because they like to pull that card. They like to say no. We already have private institutions that are in our conference. We already have these schools that we have Stanford that are good at all the Olympic sports too. We wouldn't need BYU. Would they have been a better option than Colorado? Of course they would have been.
I think across the board. Okay, so if you're going to take, I was just merely looking at this from a sports perspective. That's where I was going with this, and I just thought about it this morning, and I saw this article on BYU deciding if they want to play these teams or not once they're no longer independent, and I was like, you know what? What if BYU was actually the Colorado, and I was like. Well, it makes sense geographically. I mean, it's two teams in Utah, two traditional rivalry teams, and that fits in so well with what's going on in the Pac-12. I mean, it's just naturally a no-brainer. There's no rivalry between Utah and Colorado. None. It's kind of embarrassing. It's like the two schools actually really like each other. There's no hatred. There's no
going
nothing.
Forward. There's no future in sight of them being rivals either.
I mean, even when Colorado kind of like shattered Utah's hopes of winning
a couple times, they beat them. Yeah,
it still didn't go. Oh, we just hate Colorado. It never materialized. It never did.
I mean, honestly, I don't think Colorado were good.
I just don't think Colorado is a good sports college. And I just think
they've got more recent national championships than Utah, than most of the teams in the Pac-12.
Yeah, but they're out. Okay, I mean, Mel Tucker knew something, and he was like, "I'm getting the Tucker
Carl
out
Durrell
of here."
Had,
all right, I'm heading to
Carl Durrell. Do we have to dump that? No, I'm just kidding. Carl Durrell, he was like, I mean, he had a pretty good first year, the COVID year.
He didn't even meet his team until the first game.
Hey, everybody. Good to meet you. Let's go out there. First team kickoff. Who wants to be on it?
Yeah. We got a game on Friday.
They started winning games, though.
Which is tomorrow.
They started winning games.
Look, but my point is BYU, I think, would offer a broader and a more competitive program from an athletic perspective. And I actually think – If this whole religious institution thing, I think it's something actually the Pac-12 embraces, and it embraces, and they should embrace it. But let me tell you why they should embrace it, because it's this whole idea of be an independent thinker, and it's not like. And being an independent
it's diversity
thinker,
for the wrong in the wrong direction for them though,
but like, it shouldn't be
a
because
a conservative religious school,
it just shouldn't be. I'm just saying, if you could spin it in a way where it could right. totally make a lot
for
of sense
for a bunch of hard thinkers.
They're being pretty short-sighted yeah. and pretty narrow and shallow about their thinking.
Hey,
about
BYU had to wait just a short 11 years to finally get that invite to the Big 12 after, you know, the independence thing. And honestly, the Big 12 is a way better situation for them. It's a way better fit.
I actually don't agree with that. I'm really glad for football in the state of Utah, for the whole state of Utah, that you have two Power 5 schools. I think it's amazing. I really do, but with the close proximity and the long history, is it just a commute situation for you? No, it's the history of this rivalry. They've been competitive with one another for years. I know, but look, okay, USC and UCLA being in different conferences and having their game every year, the Apple Cup in Washington. Come on, it doesn't mean the same. This is like. This local bragging rights. And okay, fine, you can see what the game is when the two schools aren't in the same conference. But when they are, that game not only is a rivalry game, but it means something for the standings and the end result. And I just think it would have been a better deal, actually. And you look at what BYU's done against the Pac-12.
They've been
exceptional and not competing even on the same, you know, with the same deck of cards. I mean, they've been competing from an independent standpoint. What if they had that Pac-12 cachet and said, now we're recruiting, because it changed Utah's recruiting.
Did you just say BYU is a few aces short of a full deck? How dare you?
Well, they were certainly competing with not the same advantage.
I get it. But whether or not it's a quote unquote advantage, you know. I don't think that the Big 12 is a good fit because they were desperate to get BYU. They wanted BYU so bad. And the Pac-12 could have used BYU. They would have never admitted it. And this is a conference that could have used an extra team that was doing really well right now. They could have used a team that is doing better. Could you imagine if the South Division in the Pac-12 would have been a race between BYU and Utah, maybe a couple of those years in there?
It could have been a possibility. Look, BYU and their entrance into the Big 12 happened because of Oklahoma and Texas. They don't leave the Big 12. BYU's still independent. And really, Colorado should be independent. I just don't get a sense that the University of Colorado really cares about athletics. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why things are so mellow in Colorado these days, but they're mellow.
I got an idea.
Well, so do I.
I got an idea why things are totally cool, bro, right now.
It's the altitude. Yeah, that's what it is.
Hey, it's the same thing going on in California. I get you. Come on.
Anyways, I just really, really think that, it's not going to happen now, but boy, that would have been a nice thing. Because I'm not really sure. And aside from just like saying, all right, we're gonna not play Utah just for the spite of it. I don't know that it's to BYU's advantage to actually play. Utah or even Utah the other way with this alliance that's supposed to happen with these other conferences. And if your non-conference games are going to be comprised of teams from the ACC and the Big Ten. I don't know that there's a place for a rivalry game.
So here are the teams that are on BYU's schedule going forward. They have a ton of games scheduled with Stanford and Utah. They have a one-off next year or the year of their first go into the Big 12 against USC in 2023. And then they play Arizona a couple times. That Arizona game could be a take it or leave it kind of game because there's a couple.
Arizona's on the rise, Alex.
They'll keep – okay.
Ted Fish is
– boy, they're that top recruiting class in the Pac-12, right? But in the end, you keep a team like USC because of the brand on the schedule, especially that first year in the Big 12. They're going to have their Big 12 schedule come out, and then USC is going to be a non-conference opponent for them. That's going to be a ridiculously tough schedule, but it's also welcome to big boy football. You've got to do it. You have to play those games. And you know, them hosting BYU in 2023 at the Coliseum with Lincoln Riley and them getting everything going, that'll be a tough year. That'll be a really good year for USC probably. So you've got to keep that game if you're BYU. The Utah game, you keep on the schedule as long as that game can happen. Because if you are a fan of any kind of sports, you have to keep traditional rivalries alive. And I don't care about the little differences that Kyle Whittingham has. You know why he's over it? Because he's in the middle of it. And he's a guy that is just the taxing part of it to him. He gets to pick and choose everything in his life that makes him comfortable or not. And that's a game that kind of makes him uncomfortable. But for the rest of us, that's an important game. So if you're Kyle Whittingham and you want to make the personal decision, if you're the former athletic director, Dr. Chris Hill, obviously would do that same kind of move. I'm assuming you're kind of going in that direction of a person who didn't want to see BYU succeed. That I guarantee that those guys didn't want it to happen. Bronco Mendenhall wanted that game to go away. But you know what? It's not up to them.
It should never be up to them. I know, but why should they worry about it? Because clearly this year is a great example of, look, you can lose to your rival and still go to the Rose Bowl. I mean, really, it's like, I think it's that whole competitive thing. It's like, I don't want to hear it from my neighbors if you're Kyle Whittingham.
Think about the times BYU won the WAC. Think about the years that BYU won the WAC. And they still lost to Utah.
No, it didn't really happen. I don't know what you're talking about there, buddy. But that was because they were in the same conference.
No, but I'm saying there were years that BYU was 8-1 in WAC play, yeah. And that one loss would come to Utah, but it didn't.
It was actually to
Wyoming or Air Force or somebody, one of those teams.
I don't recall
ever
having that happen, but maybe it did.
I'm sure it's on the record.
I don't even know that they keep records of the WAC existence even today, at least at Utah. Utah's existence in like its football program
started
did not. It was the Mountain West. When they got into the Mountain West, that's when the program actually started.
Even then?
Yeah.
They're like, the year 2000 and up, maybe.
A lot of people for me go, did you actually play at Utah? I didn't know you played there. I was like,
what was the conference back then? The Rocky Mountain Conference? Yeah.
Here's the one game for BYU. Do they play this game? Do they play Utah State?
You know, that's a really good question. I hope for the sake, again, I'm a traditionalist with that. And if your two non-conference games are Utah and Utah State every year, and you add a third one that's, you know, a USC, you know, I mean, my heavens, keep it that way. The FCS games need to go away. Dixie State, I wish you well. What do we call them now? Is it?
I don't know.
It is
Southern
Utah,
Utah Technical College. Of the minds.
Of the mind.
Of the minds.
Not the minds, the minds. So
M-I-N-D-Z.
Minds. Two Z's. But you know what it should be? You've got the Colorado School of Minds. We've got the Utah School of Minds.
Yes.
Okay? We're thinking on a different level. Utah Tech, God bless you. But we don't.
Wait, who's Utah Tech?
That's not Dixie State.
Oh, yeah.
That's not Norm.
Well, it used to be Utah Tech.
It was.
That school's had some talk about identity crisis.
Yeah. When I was at BYU, it was those kids go – it's not UVSC. It was
Utah Valley Community College.
UVCC.
It was Utah Tech.
UVCC. It was Utah Tech before that.
Yeah.
Any of those iterations could have had a bet. I would take a UVU football team. I would take a UVU football team over a Utah Tech team. Absolutely. Figure it out. You're already in the Big 12. You're already in the Big 12 in wrestling. Let's make you the Big 12 in football, too. Why not? Local rivals. Let's take a break here. I don't even know what we discussed the last 20 minutes.
BYU's kind of snobbish.
They should be. They deserve it. They've won a lot of good games over the years to deserve that. Tom Holmo, congratulations. Kalani Sitake, he wants that Utah game on the schedule. Guaranteed. Got more to go on the program. Hey, around the corner, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the transfer portal winners and losers and what it actually means. How do you actually win the transfer portal? Our Jazz updates coming up. We've got our What Are the Odds segments. All the classics today. You're going to get a Sucks to Be You as well. We haven't done that in quite some time, so we're going to have some fun with that. We'll come right back. More to go right here on Unrivaled 97.5 1280 The Zone.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and Get ready, because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.